From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush is asking Congress to double U.S. funding for global AIDS programs. The U.S. now provides anti-AIDS drugs for more than 1 million people worldwide, as well as prevention and medical care for millions more. Health workers are welcoming the new funds, but as NPR's Brenda Wilson reports, they say the money is unlikely to make the health problems of the developing world go away.
In 2003, when President Bush asked Congress for $15 billion for emergency AIDS relief, it was estimated that 6 million people were in desperate need of the medicines just to stay alive. Today, President Bush spoke about his growing awareness of the problem.
When I took office, an HIV diagnosis in Africa's poorest communities was usually a death sentence. Parents watched their babies die needlessly because local clinics lacked effective treatments.
Since 2003, the U.S. has disbursed $8 billion of the original AIDS funding. More than a million people, most of them in Africa, have gotten life-saving medicines, but millions are still dying. Today, the president asked for new funding so that 2.5 million more will get treatment, 12 million will be reached by prevention efforts, and 12 million more, including orphans, will receive food aid and medical care.
I ask Congress to double our initial commitment and improve an additional $30 billion for HIV/AIDS prevention, for care, and for treatment over the next 5 years.
U.S. health experts in a recent report from the Institute of Medicine largely credited the administration's global AIDS plan with making a good start against the epidemic, but they urged the administration to come up with a plan to help countries build health systems that would provide care far into the future. In the president's announcement, he said the funds would go to programs that are sustainable. A complaint about the president's AIDS program is that family planning and maternal and child health programs have been sacrificed to the fight against specific diseases like AIDS, TB, and malaria. Dr. Nils Dallaire is head of the Global Health Council, a membership organization for health workers in developing countries. He says the new U.S. funding can help address that.
You've got to do very focused programs, but you've also got to make sure that all the components are in place that work across platforms, the health systems, the supplies, the training of staff, their payment, the way they can get around, mobilization of communities. All those things have to work if any program is going to work.
And he says it's no accident that the president's announcement has come now.
The G8 is coming up, there is a desire on the part of the administration to have something strong and clear to bring to the G8 and to challenge other countries to match it.
But André-Jacques Nozy, who is with New York University's Global Health Education Consortium, says when you look at how much many European countries contribute as a share of gross national product, the U.S. has given very little until now.
This is really going to be the best policy that this country can have by putting more money in development than to build fences and essentially buying more arms and being involved in more conflicts. The best way to reduce conflicts is really to address poverty.
But when you compare the $30 billion to what the U.S. and other countries were contributing to global health a few years ago, even the administration's critics say it's a massive improvement. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.